Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. We celebrate the 21st anniversary of this mayhem, of this chaos. It's all because of me. I'm the creator. I'm the one responsible. If you got a problem, you got a complaint, you need to contact me. But it wouldn't happen without the help of a lot of folks, and especially our sponsors. And I know you hear the commercials, but full disclosure, Insperity is our presenting sponsor. And the executive vice president of sales of that organization is Jay Meeks. And he's here right now, and we couldn't do without him. Jay, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I can't believe these 21 years are going by. Man, these meetings were getting more frequent, it seems to me.
I know. Life has gone by a lot faster,
doesn't seem like a year, since we've... Since we celebrated the 20th anniversary, that was a big deal.
I know. That's exactly right. And we appreciate the part that you guys have played in it. Hey, Jay, I want to talk about what you guys are seeing out there. You've got several hundred salespeople hitting the pavement out there every day, and they're bringing back stories. I talk to them. They give me stories. And I know you've been traveling around the country. You've been making sales calls with your folks, which is what a great leader does, a great sales management leader does. What are you seeing? What are people telling you? What's the preponderance of the responses you've been getting?
Well, I can't comment on the last week with the stock market doing what it's doing. But up to that point, the folks I've been visiting with are extremely optimistic. The most I've ever seen, and I've been doing this for a long time, as you know, for the company, we really feel like that we've got a tailwind these last 18 months to almost 2 years compared to the previous 10 in terms of the sentiment by business owners. And it's a lot easier to get a yes when business owners feel confident about the future.
Well, how much do you think they're focusing on their horizons and focusing on the real opportunity that's in front of them? And how much do you think that they allow the wacky world of Wall Street, which basically is more, in my opinion these days, is more on geopolitics and emotion than it is on real activity? What do you think?
You're exactly right. Look, let's face it. People are seeking their own self-interest, and that's, a fundamental thing about capitalism, right? And so all the noise, I call it noise, it's the stock market and geopolitical things are really noise, because most businesses in America aren't geopolitical, right? Small
That's
business.
Right. That's right.
They're local.
Our horizons are very nearby.
Locally, right, exactly. And what they're seeing locally is, an economy that's cranking, low unemployment, lower taxes. Those are things that people talk about the sugar high, but you talk about capital gains reduction, they talk about real income tax reduction. Those aren't sugar highs. Those are embedded in the economy for a long time.
Do you think for small business owners, for the actual, the folks who own the companies, we haven't really seen the big benefit of the tax bill, because it's just this tax year that it's affected. And we don't even start talking. We don't even start doing our. We're probably all doing a little bit of planning, but we don't really know what that benefit's going to be. Maybe till the earliest would be the first quarter of next year, and for a lot of people, it's second, third quarter, with extensions. What do you think?
Do you see another little
pop out there on Main Street because of that?
I don't know, Jim. I think a lot of businesses have already kind of baked in what it's going to mean to them for reduction in taxes. Your own self-interest here, but I think there's still some conservatism built into that. And when you think about the actual outcome, which you won't know until their accountant gets through with it, in March or April. I think it will continue to build momentum in the economy. I think it just, it's almost as if, you know, we just can't stand this great economy. Let's talk it down. Let's do something.
Right.
Let's get scared about something, right? I mean, it's
let's believe our eyes, right? So that's what you're saying. Believe your eyes. Well, you know, yeah. But no, seriously, yeah. the and that law, even though I mean, I've done some tax planning, but with what we know, but the law's still being promulgated, for God's sake. And so I actually think there's another party to be that will feel another surge if Wall Street and Washington doesn't screw it up. Jay, I think Main Street's going to have another surge about 6 months from now. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know, Jim. Everything points to that. Every reasonable expectation should be that we get another opportunity here next year to see a leg up due to the economic expansion. Just the expansion alone, Jim, is creating gosh awful amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
The pie is growing. You and I talked about this the other day. When you consider Ronald Reagan be able to hit a 6% GDP growth,
right?
Well, GDP was $8 trillion. Now you're getting 4% on $18, $20 trillion.
Yeah, that's a lot.
My gosh, you're almost creating a whole Mexico in 1 year, you know?
That's right.
The difference
in the 2% of 10 years ago and the 3% now is like, as you say, the economy of a government, some governments.
Right. So there's a whole country somewhere where you
yeah.
Sprouted right here among our economy here.
Yeah.
So, and that's not insignificant. These are huge dollars. I mean, the dollars are just getting big. And when you can grow the economy like we've been doing, and look, the other thing that we haven't even talked about, Jim, is the fact that the regulations,
right.
and thousands of regulations eliminated,
right.
and
mm-hmm.
Those are all drains on growth. I mean, they just are inherently. So. I think, as you said, I think if we can keep Wall Street from, I don't know what Wall Street's going to do. Who knows, right?
Right.
I know what Donald Trump's going to do. He's going to continue to fight for better trade deals.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be important to our economy also. You can't overlook that. You know, I'm going to editorialize here for a quick second. You know, you go out and buy a tool, right? It's junk. Because the Chinese have taken over the market, so any American mm-hmm. manufacturer that used to exist couldn't compete with the price. So now mm-hmm. we go buy a tool, and you basically use it a few times and throw it away. So hopefully we get manufacturing back to America.
Well, onshoring is happening, and as you say,
yeah,
I'm still saying that we don't even know what this economy could do until we get on the other side of all fair trade deals. We get on the other side
of that.
Good
point.
This economy has never left the ground like it would at that point. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Jay Meeks, Executive Vice President of Insperity. They're our presenting sponsor. We come back. We're going to see get Jay to give us some wisdom on how to manage a sales force. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.